derech of the kinnis is that it goes with the psukim. We've spoken about this a lot of times. I want to pick out one that could, and it's hard because the kinnis are not, because they're a form of bechia, even though they're diburim, they're a form of bechia. They don't have an easy structural flow. They're the flow of hargasha. So picking out nekudas here and there to be mizbain about. It says pachat chet shiloi takaf sedeha, that the chet that was made in Mishkan Shiloi was mimaher, the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Potzu chazir yari chasedeh and so on. So the Gemara says, what's the chet of Shiloi? So the Gemara says there were two things. It says there was arayis and there was bizayin kachim. So first of all, the chet of Shiloi was way before the Beis Hamikdash. Chazal darshan plenty about what is the chet. The Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav. The Chazal tell us the first by second bias. Why introduce here? There's some element here where the chet Shiloi, pachat chet Shiloi tokaf seideho, that the chet Shiloi was something unique about the chet Shiloi, that hastened the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. The chet Shiloi. So Chazal say two things, and both of them have to do with Bnei Eli. Chazal Dashim, first of all, it's Psukim say Kemat. There was something there that they would come to the Noshim. There was a getter of Arayas. However, Chazal explain it, it belonged to the world of Arayas. And that's the same, that was Bais Rishonos also. So there's nothing that Shiloh would add to it. The second one was the Bizarin Kachim, where there was something that it says they would tell the guy, hurry up and bring me something to eat quickly, because, you know, from the kachim before there was Akhtar, before they're allowed to eat it. And that's Bizayin Kachim. The Shalom HaKadosh brings an old Kabbalah Sefer, and he says, he brings Lemaisa from this. He brings certain Anhagas Lemaisa. And one of them is, anytime a person makes the Ikka Tofa on Tofa Ikka, if a person eats before davening, he falls under that category, Chas V'Shalom. So obviously everything is totally kifinyan. The person is weak and so on. And it's lav dafka. I'm not coming to talk about the specific inyan of eating before. It's the musig of bizayin kachim. It says, you know, by Yoav he grabbed onto the karnas hamizbeach, mimizbechite kochena. A person can only hold on to the karnas hamizbeach if he's machshivit, and if we denigrate kedusha. If Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses and Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash is not chaviv to us, then how do we expect it to help us at any way? How do we expect it to work for us? The Chet Shiloi was a very, if we approach the Beis HaMikdash, the Chatchil, the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to protect us. It's supposed to be megid on us. But if there's a flaw in the foundation of it, then when somebody assaults on the outside, it just topples. The Chet Shiloi of not having the appropriate level of covet der cheretz, and everybody can translate it into his own world. If he doesn't have it, then everything that's built on top of it is lacking. The tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses that he does not mechabit, a tefillah that's in an environment, in a framework where there's a lack of covet mitzidoi, is severely flawed. And that's why, even though Shiloh was long gone, but since the laying down of Kedusha, of the bias of Kedusha, had a deep structural flaw in it, it would affect it later also. Shavas urumeni shemuni oivrai skiyum ois isimuni bedei chaderai sakoise mishka.